What if we send Jose Manuel a note in his grandma's basket inviting him to go to the beach with us tonight? I offered. It will never work, Aitza said. His grandma will not like it. We could get into trouble. Then we could ask her personally, I said. But what excuse could we use to go up there, said Aitza. Nobody ever shows up uninvited at Jose Manuel's house. Wait, I know what we can do, Amelia said, jumping up and down. We'll tell him to drop something. Then we'll go up to return it. Even though Aitza was very reluctant, we convinced her to try our plan. We wrote the note and asked the vegetable vendor to please place it in Jose Manuel's basket next to the vegetables. We impatiently waited on the corner as we watched. When he opened the note, he looked puzzled. He took the tomatoes he had purchased in to his grandmother. Soon he returned with his little red ball. He had just sat down to play when suddenly the ball fell from the balcony. It bounced several times, rolled down the hill, and bumped into a wall. Amelia flew after it. I got it, she called triumphantly, offering me her find. With Jose Manuel's ball in my hand, we climbed up the worn stairs of his pink apartment house, and while Aitza and I stood nervously outside his apartment trying to catch our breath, Amelia knocked loudly on the wooden door. With a squeaking sound, it slowly opened, and there stood Jose Manuel's grandma wearing a frown as grim as her black widow's dress.